Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so happy and thankful that you're with me today. Just pray that the Lord is blessing you as you study His Word. I know He wants us to study His Word. It's by His Word that we learn how to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Him. And so we always want to go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. Encourage you to do that when you study on your own as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come to You in prayer, knowing that You're a God who listens to us, You love us, You care for us. You want us to know Your Word because within it is knowledge of You, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. So today we ask by Your Holy Spirit, You will guide us into all truth. Lord, that You'll empower us by the Spirit to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing in Your eyes. We bless You today, Lord. We thank You for Your Word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, As I Ought to Speak. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 4. After dealing with relationships which were in the Colossian church, Paul the Apostle directed the church members toward prayer. They were to continue in prayer with thanksgiving and pray for Paul and the others with him that they would be given a door of utterance to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In chapter 4 and verse 4 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul gives the church members the manner specifically in which he desires they pray. We read, That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. The verse begins, that I may make it manifest. Paul continued his request for the door of utterance of the gospel by adding the Greek phrase, haina phanuru autos phanuru, where once again Paul uses a Greek word twice in the same phrase to demonstrate and emphasize his point. In English, it translates to, that I may make it manifest, which means to make visible or known what has been hidden or unknown, and to reveal whether by words or deeds or in any other way. Paul desired prayer for himself from the church that he would be able to share the gospel in some manner, whether it be by words, actions, or any other way to share Jesus with others. The verse continues, as I ought to speak. As Paul continued his thought, he shows his sense of obligation to the gospel as he wrote, as I ought, which means it is necessary. There is need of, it behooves, is right and proper to speak or talk, utter, or make a sound concerning Jesus Christ. As we consider these words of Paul, we cannot help but think of the tenacity he had for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was in prison for sharing the gospel. And still his request for the Colossians was that they pray that he be able to share the gospel more. He had such deep convictions for speaking about Jesus that he felt it an obligation to do so. What about us? Do we have this depth of passion to share with others about the saving grace of Jesus Christ? Are we so fully vested in the gospel that we want everyone to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Let us remember as we ponder these things that Paul requested prayer for his obligation, which indicated that he had need for supernatural power to share the gospel. And may the Lord so fill us with His Spirit that doors of utterance will be open for us to share about His love and grace with everyone we meet. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians how to be with people who are outside of the church. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.